Okay, here we go. Short vort for Pesach Tavshin Pei Beis. Our learning Shmei Tchus Ufurshim for Esatila Bas Aral Tzipora Pesor Shucha Yisrael. Rabban Tzvi Kluger has a beautiful sefer called Beni Bechor Yisrael, and he tells us we know that Pesach is called Zman Cherusenu. What is the freedom? Rav Kluger says, you ever realize Erev Pesach, really every Erev Shabbos, but definitely Erev Pesach, there's such a tumult and a pressure to make sure to get the chametz done. A pressure to be able to make sure we have the air of Tavshin, a pressure to make sure everything's done, everything's sparkling. And then what happens? We get to a certain a few hours before Pesach, before Shabbos and Yontif. What happens? Something happens with the kids, something doesn't go your way. And it's our job to be able to realize, is this a time where I'm going to break, or is this a time I'm going to break free? Says Rav Kluger, everything that happens on Erev Pesach sets the tone for your Pesach. The same way that you prepare for Shabbos as on Erev Shabbos, so too by Pesach. The more you have the ability to overcome that lachatz, to overcome that pressure. And says Rav Kluger, this is actually what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, is because that's exactly what happened in the times of in the Beis Hamikdash. Erev Pesach, they were bringing the Karan Pesach, and then they had to go be able to bring back and get ready for the Yontif. And then the first Pesach, Rav Kluger says, we were up the whole night, we were getting ready with our matzahs, we had to go into the houses of the Egyptians. There was a lachatz there, there was a pressure. But says Rav Kluger, because of that pressure, we were zochut to the emuna, we were zochut because of that pressure, we were zochut to that, of the chipazon, and that quickness, and that bilbo hadas, we're able to break three. Then we were zoicha to the faith and full trust of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Halicha akrei hanagas habor binan matzumos. Hamatzah shal Pesach hizecha lichipozon shal geula. At the end of the day, the reason we were able to the emuna, the reason we were able to go above zman chayrusin, we're able to break free, is because of Erev Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want Erev Pesach to be regular, normal. No, it's gotta be pressurizing. But Rav Kluger says you have to make time for yourself, just because you know that it's coming. So too, you have to make sure to make time. You should be able to make sure to take a break throughout the day and say Hashem li lo ira, and you tell the Rabbanu Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, ani mikayem eses mesoscha azor li atash shivisi yinokim mechametz. Help me be clean from chametz, spiritual chametz, physical chametz, to not get upset, to not get angry, to be sad. And the more we have Yishuv Hadas, even ma'at, even a little bit, like Rabbi Nachman says, even a little bit is good. Afilu im ma'at Yishuv Hadas, then we're zochut to the emunah and the cheres of Chag Pesach. Because of our nisyonos of Erev Pesach, because of all the pressure, even before Pesach, of the flights or the packing or the getting ready, that'll help us ultimately to have the most beautiful Pesach in the world. And if things don't go your way, and I end off with the words from Rav Kluger, things don't go your way, and you don't go the way you planned, and you want to have the chevra, your kids and your family at the table, and things aren't, their kids are fooling around, or they're not getting into things. No more Ribono Shel Olam, you should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ata manikach, kacha tovali. If it's good for you, it's good for me. Zu ha'avoid shechag ha'pesach, v'zu gam ha'mavtona shalachag, l'smoach im ha'matzav bo'ifen shehashem yisbarach manik. To be happy with the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you with. Things aren't going your way, tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you Hashem, I'm happy with anything, everything you send my way. I'm mevatel myself to you. Zman chayrusenu. It's a time of bittul. It's a time of emuna. But the one we get to the emuna is we have to get through that bilbo. You have to go through that erev Shabbos, that erev Pesach, in order to break free, get to that zman chayrusenu of Pesach. As Rabbi Gorber like says, let go and let God. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem. Wishing everyone a beautiful, patient, loving, caring erev Yontif and chayrusdik, emunadik, bitachandik, lichtig a Yontif and Shabbos kedusha.